Baba Basra Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, page 75, side A. Knigayo, he will make a war im Leviosin with the Leviosin, and he's going to capture him with his bow and the spear in order to kill him. As it's written, Shenemar, as the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Eve about the strength of the Leviosin in Eve Mem Posik Chof, Hey, Hasimshich Leviosin Bechako Ubechevel Tashkia Leshoinek. Can you then pull the Leviosin from the water with a net or with a string that you're going to soak a chaka or a chevel that you're going to sink into the water in order to capture it? So from this it appears that although that the power was not given to Eve to be victorious over the Leviosin, but nevertheless in the future the Leviosin will stand in war, and he will be somebody else will win over him. Gemara asks, despite the strengths of Gabriel, had the Hashem not helped him, he would not be able to beat the Leviosin Shenemar, because the pasuk says over there in Eiv Perik Mem pasuk Yotes, Ha'oisoi Yagesh Harbei, that the one who would do the Leviosin, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who made the Leviosin, who ba'atzmai, in other words, ha'isai, he himself will bring this sword to kill him. So it's the only one who could actually kill him in the end will be Hashem. At the time the Leviosin is hungry, he takes out smoke from his mouth and he heats up with his heat of this of his mouth all waters that are in the depth of the ocean, as it's written, Shenemar, as it says by the Leviosin, that with the heat that comes from his mouth, he boils up the depth of the ocean, just like a pot which is standing by the fire that constantly brings up bubbles and boiling water. So that means Yartiach Kasir, like a pot, Mitzula, the depth of the water. And Abdima adds that because of the heat and the hot air, also the bad smell comes out. The mole machnis roishay le Gan Eden, had the Leviosin not sticking his head into Gan Eden, which is full with good incense and a good smell, ain kol bri yechel lamed bereiche, no creature can withstand the smell. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk following about the Leviosin, it says yom yosim kamer kocha, that he makes the water like a merkachas, a mixture of different types of spices that are mixed together, and this through sticking his head in the depth under the Gan Eden, so that the heat goes and mixes in with the good smell of the Gan Eden. And when he's thirsty and he drinks from the waters of the ocean, he makes like ditches like the plow that plows the field does. Shenemar, as it says over there in Eiv in Perek Mal Pasuk Chavdalad, Achrov Yoir Nosif. It means that Achrov, in other words, after he drinks, following his drink, Yoir Nosif, you can see the passage and the waves and the water signs of the flow of the different klamim. The Gemara continues to tell us about how much this Leviosin drinks. So Rabbi Yaakov says, "Ain't to him chayzerli esonai, that the bottom of the ocean does not go back to its strength because of all the water that the Leviosin drank, achim shana, up to 70 years, because it says that in Pasuk Eiv Mem Pasuk Lama, that after the Leviosin drinks, Yachshev Toim Le Seva, that he thinks the Tehoim is like a seva. Main seva pchus b'shivim. That seva is not less than 70, like less than 70 years. Omar Rabba, Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabba says, Nem Rabbi Yechanan, Osi Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasi Suda La Tzadikim. That the future Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a meal for Tzadikim in Besorish of Leviosin, from the meat of the Leviosin Shinemar, because it says in the Leviosin, in Eiv Mem Pasuk Lamed, Yichru Olav Chakorim, Ve'ein, that Yichru Olav Chakorim, Ve'ein Kera, the Pasuk, the word Kera in the Lashon of the Pasuk is Elosuda, means a meal. So Yichru Olav Chakorim, meaning that they will feast over him, a feast. Where do we see Lashon Kera as a meal? Shenemar, because it's written about the Jewish king that he prepared a meal for the army of Aram. This is Melachim Beis Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. It says Vayichru Lem Kera Gedolah Vayichlu Vayishtu. He made for them a great feast, and they ate and they drank. Ve'ein Cha Borim. And Chaborim, in the language of the Pasuk, when it says Yichru Olav Chaborim, Elo Tamid Chachamim, that is referred to the Tamid Chachamim, Shenemar, as it says in Shir Hashirim, Ches, Pasuk Gimel, Hayeshevez Baganim, Chaveirim Makshim Lekel Chashmini. Those who sit in the gardens, the Chaveirim listen to your voice. This is an example, a parable for Tamid Chachamim, who listen to each other in Halacha. So it turns out that the intent of the verse is about the Leviosin, that they're going to make from his flesh a meal for the Talmid Chacham. V'hashar, and the rest, the meat of the Leviosin that's left after this meal, v'chalkin oisah, you would divide it, v'oisim b'yischeide b'shuk Yerushalayim, and you do business with it in the streets of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Iyuv, Perek Mem Pasuk Lamed, yechetsu bein kinanim, they will distribute the meat between the Knanim. Ve'en Knanim, and the meaning of Knanim is Elo Tagorim, is talking about merchants, Shenemar, as it says in Hoshea Yud Beis Pasuk Ches, Kinan B'yodei Moiz Nemirmo La Sheik Ohev. So we see Knan over there means in his hands is false scales, because he loves to do, to rob people, but the word Knan is talking about a merchant. The Gemara brings an additional source that a seicher is called a Kanani, another one I can tell you from this pasuk in Yeshayach of Gimel Ches. There the pasuk begins with Miyad Zois Al Tzar Hamatira, Asher Seichareho Sorim, your business people are Sorim, Kananeo Nichbade Oretz. So Kananeo means the merchants are also there, the honorable of the land. So the Knaneo is a language of merchants. The Gemara adds that not only the meat of the Leviosin is going to serve the Tzadikim in the future, but also the skin is going to be used for a mitzvah. Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabba said name Rabbi Yochanan, Osin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasi Sukkah La Tzadikim Moirish HaLeviosin, that in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a hut for the Tzadikim from the skin of the Leviosin, Shenemar, because it's written with the Leviosin in Eiv Mem Pasuk Lamdalev, Hatzemali Besukis Oiroi, and then it goes on of Vitzilzel Dogim Roshe. So this pasuk is learned for the future, that the skin of the Leviosin will be used as a protection and as a schach, as a covering for the tzaddikim, and the Hatzemali Besukis Oiroi is going to fill with the sukkah from the skin. And the one is Zocha Oisin Loi Sukkah, so one who merits will make from the skin a sukkah which is going to cover on the top and from the four sides, as the Pasuk says, Hasimale Besukkah Soidoi, and the sukkah is mashma, that it's protecting him and surrounding him from all sides. But Loi Zocha, whoever did not, does not have a schus, the religious level, oisin loy tiltzal, they spread out a schach, a covering only on top of him, but without walls around him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, there uvit tiltzal dogim roishay, in the tiltzal of the dogim, which is mashma, just a covering for a shade alone. The Rabbi adds that also this, there is a difference between the creation is one from the other. Zochem oisin loy tziltzel if he had a zchus, they would make at least a tzilzel, meaning a shade over his top, over his head. But one who was zeicher, aysin loy anok, they will just make for him just like a chain around his neck. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Mishlei Allah pasuk tes, kilivias chein heim lereishecha, and it says va'anokim legargereishecha. For the neck, it will be only on anok, only like a chain. And even to this level, not all creatures will merit. It's only zocha isin lo anok. If he has a merit, you make at least a chain. But lo zocha isin lo kameya, you make just a kind of a kameya, that's something that you tie around the neck just for a protection and for a good omen. Shenemar was written by the Levios in Iev Mem Pasuk Hotevs V'sikshirenu l'nari secho. You tie it for nari secho. The understanding is that they will tie something small, just like you give to children and to youngsters. That is the kameya. V'ashar, and the rest of the skin that is left over. Poistzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al chemes Yerushalayim. God spreads it out over the walls of Yerushalayim, over the gates of Yerushalayim. V'zivu mavik mesefer v'atzevay, and the glare shines from one end of the world to the other end, and also all the nations of the world will benefit, will enjoy it. Shenamar, as it says in Yeshaya Samach Pasuk Gimel about Yerushalayim in the future, v'holchu goyim le'erech, the nations will go to your light, to melochim le'nege zarchich, and kings to the shine of the light. The Gemara brings now additional statements with regards to the gates of Yerushalayim. It says in the Prophet with regards to the comforting of Yerushalayim in the days of Mashiach in Yeshaya, Perek Nudalet Pasuk Yud Beis, V'samti kad hoyd shim shoysaich, that the wall of Yerushalayim in the future will be built from stones of Kadchoid. And the Gemara is going to bring a disagreement what kind of stones are called in this name. Let's say, V'samti Kadchoid Shim Shoysayich, meaning your walls. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmoni, Shmuel Nachmoni said, Pligitrei Malachi Berekia, two angels in the sky disagree when the prophecy of this was shown to that prophet. So there was a disagreement between the angels of Gavriel and Michoel, the angel of Michoel, from what type of stone will they build the walls of Yerushalayim in the future. And others hold that the following disagreement was between two Amaroim that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they disagreed to what type of stone was the prophet intending when it says Kad Choyt. Uman Inun, who are these two Amaroim? Yehuda v'Chizkiya b'nei Rebchiya. Yehuda and Chizkiya, the sons of Rebchiya. Chad Omar, one says that these walls will be built from Shoham stones. Chad Omar, one said that they'll be built from the Yashvei stones. Amar Luhu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch said, Lehevi Kidein Uchidein. Kad Choyt means like this one and like this one. In other words, that the walls will be built from Shoyam and also from Yashve. Further, it's written in the Pasuk, over there it says, Al Chaymes Yerushalayim, Ushorayich La'avnei Egdoch, that the gates of the wall of the city will be made out of Avnei Egdoch. So the Gemara explains, what is this Egdoch that the Pasuk says? God, Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, the Kadosh, as Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and was learning, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahavi B'Moisa Mashiach, that HaKadosh Baruch is destined to bring Lahavi in the days of Mashiach, Abonim Toivus Umargolius, precious stones and pearls, Shem Shloishim Al Shloishim, which are 30 Amos, 30 handbreadth by 30 handbreadth, B'Choykik Bahen Eser Alesim, and he will engrave in them openings that will be wide 10 amas by 20 amas. so that the width will be 10 and the height will be 20. Umamidon, and he will place those stones b'share Yerushalayim, in the gates of the walls of Yerushalayim. And this is Egdach, that the Pasuk is saying, comes from the Lashon of Kidicha. Kidicha means that he will bore through, drill through, which is that he will bore and engrave in those precious stone. And they will be used as the gates to the city. Ligle Olav Oisei Talmud. So that student was laughing at Rabbi Yochanan. Hashto b'veyaso di tzirtzlo loy mashkinon. We can't even find these precious stones, even in the size of the egg of a bird, of a small bird. Kiviyaso di tzirtzlo, the egg of the tzirtzlo, we can't find it. Kulahay mashkinon. So much can we find? Can we possibly say that in the times of Mashiach they will find such great, huge stones like the shear of 30 amas by 30 amas? The yamim. So after a while, he fligo svinasi bayam. So that student's boat took off in the ocean. V'chaza, and he saw malach eshores the yoshve v'kominasre avonim toivis margolis. That they were sitting, and that they were planking together these precious stones and the jewels. Shehem shleishim shleishim. They were the size of 30 by 30 amos. V'chokuk bahem, and then there was an opening of 10 amos wide. Berum esrim, on the height of 20 amos. Amaluhu. So the Talmud said to the angels that serve Hanei Laman, these stones, for whom are they? Amrulei. So they said to him, they responded, the Malach HaShores, the angel that served, She'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamidom, that in the future Hashem will place them in the days of Mashiach B'Sharei Yerushalayim, in the gates of Yerushalayim. And when that student heard that, also the Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, and he came for Rabbi Yochanan of Amarlei, and he told him, Dresh Rebbe, Rebbe Darshan, L'chon no'el lidrash. For you, it's fitting to give drashas kasher. Amarto kein ra'isi. As you said, so I see, I've seen this drasha, that you told me that it's correct. I saw stones that are large and this kind, and this type. And when Rabbi Yochanan heard that till now, he didn't believe him, that the student didn't believe him, Amar lo, he said to him, Reka, empty head, ilmolei ra'isa, had you not seen lohemanto, you would not have believed, milaglik al divrei chacham mato, you make fun of the words of the chacham. Nosanein of boy, he placed his eye in him, benasagal she'at somers, and he became a heap of bones. So it turns out that according to the words of Rabbi Yochanan, that the gates of the walls of Yerushalayim and the Yemais HaMashiach will be 20 Amos. So the Gemara asks from Abraisa, may Siva ask you a question, because in the Pasuk it says, in Vayikra Chavav Yud Gimel, it says, when it talks about when the Yidden do the will of Hashem, it says, Va'eshber Moites Ulchem Va'oilech Eschem Koimimius. I will lead you, Koimimius means with an upright stature, that will stay straight up. So the Chachamim are disagreeing, what is the measure of the height of this koima? Rameir says Masayim Amo, 200 Amo, which is Kishtei Koimis Shel Adam Harishon. Those are two stories of the first man. Because the Pasuk says Koimim Miyus in a plural, so the understanding is that we're talking about two stories. And since we find that the height of the measure of the height of Adam Harishon after the sin was 100 Amos, as explained in the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. So it turns out that Kamimius, that the Pasuk talks about here, is 200 Am. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, but I mean, he says that the measure of Kamimius that the Pasuk talks here is Meya Am, is 100 Am, and that corresponds, Kenegel Heichel Ksolov, corresponding to the Heichel and its walls, which were in the second Beis HaMikdash, they were 100 Am. And he brings a proof to his view, because the pasuk says shenemar in Tehillim kufim dalad yud beis, when it talks about the future, it says asher boneinu kinetim, our sons are like the plants, like the trees, mugodolim, great, grown, binureim in their youth, b'neiseinu chizovius mechutoves tavnis hechel, that their height will be like the height of the hechel that was in the second base of Mikdash, which was 100 amah. So from all this we see that in the future the height of the creations will be very much higher. So how could they bend down their height and to go into a door that only has 20 amas, as the words of Rabbi Yochanan? And the Gemara answers, Ki komer Rabbi Yochanan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say that should engrave in the stones doors with this measure of 20 amas? It's only l'chavei de bezeka, those are for the windows that are in the wall, and they're made for ear. And the pasuk speaks about this when it says shorayich la'avnei egdach, that your gates, the windows will be bored through, but the doors themselves, they will be much higher, as it's necessary for the height of the people then. Amar Rabba Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba said to Rabbi Yochanan, also that Kodesh Baruch Hu lasis, that in the future Hashem will make, this is in the Gan Eden, He will make Sheva Chupos l'chol tzadik v'tzadik, canopies, seven canopies for every tzadik and tzadik, Shenemar, because it says in the prophecy of Yeshaya, in Yeshaya Dalet, Pasuk Hey and Vav, which talks about the Gula Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says that He will cover on Yerushalayim and the tzaddikim that are in it, Uvara Hashem al kol mechoin har tzion v'al mikro'eho onon yoimom v'oshon v'noiga eish lahav aloylo ki al kol kovet chupa v'suka tiyo l'tzel v'goymer. So we see here seven chuppas, because first we have Anan Yoimam, the cloud of the day, and then we have Oshon, it's two, then we have three Noiga, then we have four, we have Eish, Lahava, that's five, Chuppah is six, and Sukkah, Tiel, Itzel is seven. So Melamed, that this teaches us when the Pasuk says, Al kol kvoid chupa, is coming to teach us, Kol echod echod oisu loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chupa lifi kvoide, that each one and one, God will make him a canopy according to his honor. The chupa will change according to the level and the greatness of the tzaddik. According to what was explained, that these chupas will be made in order to protect on Yerushalayim and the tzaddikim that are inside. So the Gemara asks, Oshon b'chupa lomo, why is the chupa going to be made out of Oshon? But that seems to be something which is damaging. Amar Rab Chanina, says Rab Chanina, that this smoke is made for those who support and help Torah, whose eyes are very stingy in Talmid HaChamim, not to benefit them from their assets, because kol mi she'ein of tzoris b'talmid chachamim b'olam hazeh, anyone whose eyes are stingy on the talmid chachamim this world, mismalis ein of oshen l'olam haba, his eyes will be filled with smoke in the world to come. The Gemara continues to figure out the eish b'chupa lama, why are they going to make the canopies from fire, which is something which does damage? Doesn't the chuppah come to protect? Amar Reb Chanina, Reb Chanina says, Melamed, this teaches us that the levels and the advantage of the chuppahs will be very distant one from the other, and each one according to his advantage. To the extent, shekol echod v'echod nichvem v'chuposeh shel chaveiro, each one will be burnt from the canopy of his friend because of the embarrassment that although they were both tzaddikim and they both merited the chuppahs, nevertheless, their levels are very distant one from another. Oy lo le'oisa busha, woe to that shame. Oy lo le'oisa klima, woe to that embarrassment. In a similar way you say, when Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should take Yehoshua bin Nun, then the Torah says, V'nosadcha mehoidcha olav. Mehoidcha in Bamidbar Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yudchel Chav. So the Pasuk emphasizes and says, mehoidcha, which means a part of the glory, of the shine of Moshe to give over to Yeshua. But the local hoitcha, to say that Moshe did not give over to Yeshua his entire hoit. Skeinim Shabarisa Adoyer Amru, the elders in that generation said, Pnei Moshe, Moshe's face is by way of example, Kipnei Chama is like the face of the sun. And on the other hand, Pnei Yeshua, the face of Yeshua, is compared to Kipnei Levona, like the face of the moon. So although that he was also a king and he was a prophet like Moshe, and they both merited to have the glories and the shines, but nevertheless, Yeshua could not reach the honor and the glory of Moshe. Oilo la'isa busha, oilo la'osa klima. Woe to that embarrassment, and woe to that shame. Amar Abchama, Ten canopies did the Kodesh Baruch Hu make for Odom Rishon in Gan Eden. Because it says in Nevuas Yecheskel, it says that he was rebuking to Hiram, the king of Tzur, in Yecheskel Chavches Yedgimu, the Eden Gan Elekim Hayiso Kol Evin Yekodeh V'Goymer, which means that you were lacking nothing. And you thought yourself to be like the first man that he was in the Gan Eden, and he had 10 types of canopies and huts, and these are them. There's Oidem, Pitito, Yalom, Tarshish, Shohim, Yoshvi, Sapir, Noifer, Barekes, and Zov. So this means that the Admonition had 10 canopies in Gan Eden. The Gemara brings an additional view, Marzutra Amar. Achas yesterday. Mazutra says he had 11 canopies. Shenemar, because in the Pasuk says, Kol Evin Yikora. All precious stone, that's also included in the different types of chuppas that Odom Rishon had in Gan Eden. Rabbi Yochanan says, Vegorua Shebekulon. The least important, the worst of them, is the Zohav, is the gold. Because when the Pasuk counts it, he counts it. The 10 chuppas, he counts the golden one at the end, because that was the least important. The Gemara explains now the continuation of the verse. Mai meleches tupecho unukovecho koch, and it continued, b'yoyim hibracho koinonu. What is the meaning of this pasuk? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rab. Rizadim Rab. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chirom melech tzoyr. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Chirom, the king of tzoyr, kach nistakalti uvarosi nekov nekodem be'odom. So I looked and I created the holes hold by man. At the time that I created my world, I knew that you are destined to rebel and make yourself into a god. And therefore I created the person, these holes, and that take out excrement to show that he's lacking. Another explanation, this is what the Eibishter was saying to Chilu Melech Tzer. So I looked when I created the world, I knew that you were going to rebel and make yourself into a god.